Welcome back to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux-Sanford, and I thank you so much for joining us here today on your favorite radio station, WTBQ. And don't forget, we are now 93.5 FM, as well as our very faithful 1110 AM. And I hope you're doing great today. This is a great day to do great. September 10th is my favorite day of the year for many reasons. I just think it's a very wonderful day. We'll maybe get into that later, but I'm going to talk today about a wonderful book, a really fun book. If you just broke up with someone, or you're in the midst of it, or you're thinking about it, or you've been there, or you know someone that has been there, I definitely want you to listen up to my guest today, because this is such a fun book. It's really one of those books I can't put down. I'm not quite finished it, and I can't wait to get back to it. Love Rehab, a novel in 12 steps, and that'll make a lot of sense once we start talking to the author, Joe Piazza, who is the editor of In Touch Weekly and Life and Style Weekly. She's definitely a journalist. She has written for the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, Glamour, New York Magazine. She's been seen on CNN and other places. I want to welcome Joe Piazza to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. You know, I got to say that you are, as I just said, you know, you're In Touch Weekly, and you know a lot about celebrities, and you've written about celebrities, but you are very in touch with writing about the average single girl here. You really know what you're talking about, and it's great. Not only is it fun, it's very insightful. You have really done a great job with this. So, obviously, I would think that nonfiction is your forte, but after reading this, I think that fiction is definitely your forte. It's really a great book, Love Rehab, a novel, 12 Steps. Is this your first fiction?
It's my first fiction, yeah. Second book, first novel, and I feel kind of like an accidental novelist. I just started writing it on vacation and kept going and going. I had a meeting with my publisher and just blurted out after a couple glasses of wine, I think I wrote a novel. And she laughed and said no. And then she read it and she loved it. I loved writing this book so much. I think that I want to keep writing fiction. And my characters continue. I don't even know where a lot of them came from, but they continue to inspire me every single day.
Uh-huh. Well, Sophie's the main character in the book. And she's smart. I mean, she's smart at times. When it comes to love, she's not so good.
Sometimes. But yeah, no. When it comes to love, she's not smart.
No, she's not so good. No, she does some really bad things there. I mean, I got to say, her poor ex-boyfriend has really been certainly devalued in public. Let's put it that way. But, you know,
he has.
There's no question. You've got to read to know what we're talking about. But it gets a little bit, I wouldn't say raunchy, because it's very fun and very true. You know, those late night booty calls and things that happen for, you know, what should I say? I won't even say drunk, but I will say feeling good, or not feeling not so good at this point. Single women that want their exes back. And she is definitely part of that. And her best friend, Annie, is really terrific. Now, are you a single woman in the city? Are you? I mean, you yourself?
Not anymore.
Oh, I see.
I'm not any longer, but I was for a long time, mm-hmm. and I was definitely single when I wrote this.
Uh-huh.
The funny thing is, I kind of think writing, and the book is totally fiction. It's obviously borrowed from some of my friends' experiences, some of my experiences, but writing the book was kind of better than psychotherapy for me. It made me think about a lot of the things that I do that might be a little bit crazy in relationships, and also made me happier with being single. And as soon as I got to that place, I ended up meeting the love of my life, this man that I've been dating for the past year, who is amazing and wonderful and refuses to read the book. This book is not for me.
No, he does not want to know some of the things in this book. He really doesn't. I think
he
it's
doesn't
a good thing.
Want to know.
No, I can understand that. He doesn't want to know this side of you. And this is the girlfriend side of you, the girlfriend side of you that we all have, which is really guys don't really get, and they certainly don't want to know. But this is for every girl. And if a guy wants to venture into reading this, what would you say to him? Would you say to kind of do it a little casually, or, you know, what would you say if a guy wants to pick up this book?
I would say to pick up a six pack, and but to drink alongside reading it. But I actually think it's a great book for guys.
Mm.
And the few guys of mine that have read it have said, "Wow, it actually gives me a really good insight into what you guys are thinking."
Uh-huh.
So if you
That's
want
true.
Some kind of insight into what goes through a woman's head and why sometimes we behave the way that we behave, Love Rehab is a great thing to pick up for a guy that you know that might be kind of a jerky dater.
Yeah.
Too.
No, that's
I think
true.
That once you realize,
great advice.
Realize the heartbreak that you can cause.
Yeah.
I think that you might be a lot gentler the next time around.
That's really true. And you see the heartbreak with Sophie and her best friend Annie going through this. And you understand, certainly from a woman's point of view. But in this world of texting and sexting and all the stuff that happens online and happens through our phones, it's a very different breakup than it was years ago. And certainly, it's very hard to put that phone down. It's very hard not to do that next message. And it's very hard. And you have some really truthful things in there. But this book, you also get very philosophical because the rehab is the 12 steps about it. So explain to us what happens to Sophie. She's a single woman in Manhattan who goes out to New Jersey to where she came from to take care of her grandmother's house who just passed away, broke up with her boyfriend, and is kind of just not letting go, right?
It's true. It's true. And Sophie is in a place that I think a lot of us have been in. Mm-hmm. When she's in these wrinkled pajamas, she's sitting on a couch, drinking wine, eating too much ice cream, and hoping that obsessively sending her ex-boyfriend text messages. And I think at one point in our life, most of us have been there. And I'm so glad that you mentioned the technology, too, because I think the technology has made dating impossible. I think when this person that you're dating is available 24/7 on something that lives in your pocket, when you can look at their Twitter and their Facebook feed and their Instagram, you know where they are all the time. You know when they're not contacting you. It drives you a little bit crazy, and it creates so much more angst, I think, than dating ever has, which is why
it's true.
Having something like a 12-step program, and Sophie creates it, her best friend Annie ends up getting a DUI and has to go to AA. And in what I think
By the way, I must say, a very interesting DUI, I must say.
A very interesting DUI. Yes, exactly. Annie is quite the character.
She is.
And she goes to AA and realizes, wow, if women had something like this, if they had a love rehab, then maybe we would not only get over our breakups faster, but get over them smarter and realize we're not alone and become a better, not just dater, but become a better single person. Love yourself a little bit better just for you and not because you're in a relationship. I think that's the most important message, too. It's that breakups hurt, and I think that men hurt us a lot when we go through breakups. There's no reason that women should keep beating themselves up, that we should keep hurting ourselves more. So we should put down the Ben and Jerry's and go out and do something like yoga or go to therapy. Do something that makes you a better person instead of, you know, just beating yourself up over and over again.
Yeah, no, it's true. You have some really, really honestly good advice in here. And so, we all recognize it. I mean, I'm not there now, but certainly years ago when I was there living in the West Village, you know, the drunk booty calls happened. They didn't always happen over texting, but they still happened. And these are things that are just women have to get over. We have to learn that, you know, as you said, that we have each other, that we need to move forward. It's just one guy. So this is a very helpful book, as well as it is kind of a romantic comedy. It's a really fun kind of, I just want to say it's a romantic comedy kind of fun, and it's a girlfriend bonding book, but you're right, for a guy to read it really can understand about women.
Right? It does. And I love that you said romantic comedy, too, because I'm just an apologetic romantic comedy fan. I have not met a romantic comedy that I don't love. But at the same time, I feel like this book picks up 6 months after the happy ending of a romantic comedy. So it shows the yuckiness and the messiness that can come after you get what you think is going to be your happy ending, and then you realize down the road that your happy ending was something totally you never expected that comes completely out of left field.
Well, you have written it in such an easy-to-read way and such a fun, it's really hard to put down. I honestly say that. You know, it just keeps moving along, and you just like the character so much. You've gotten a wonderful amount of press over this, and it's been highly acclaimed. Do you think it'll be a movie?
I think so. I hope so. It's fingers crossed. I get like nervous every time someone says it because I want it to happen so bad. We've had a lot of meetings with producers and writers and casting agents out in LA over the summer, and we have a lot of serious talks happening in the fall too. I'm a big fan of romantic comedy movies. I think now is also an awesome time for really smart, funny women on TV. So we're talking about a possible TV series.
Well, that would be fun. Well, that would be great fun.
Well, I think it would be a lot of fun. Yeah.
These characters certainly live on. I mean, they're very in depth. You know, we understand them. As I keep saying, as a woman, we so understand that. We understand the feelings that they're feeling, but also the way they move forward with their lives and the way they bond with each other. And there's a lot to say there. And there's a lot for women and men to understand in this. And you are, I just want to get to the point that you are not just a comedy writer or certainly just a fiction writer, as I mentioned earlier. You are a very serious journalist. You have done some really serious work. You write about celebrities. You just got a master's in religion. So that's for theology, I should say. So that's very interesting. So you're very well-rounded. And you said this is your first novel, and you probably will do another. If you do another, would you stay with these same characters?
I think so. I know that we want to do at least one more novel with these women, because I just fell in love with them, and I think that they all have a lot more room to grow. I don't think their story is finished. So without giving too much away, we have one character named Stella who ends up in love rehab because her ex-boyfriend goes on a show that's very similar to The Bachelor. Uh-huh. He had commitment issues with her, but now he has 21 fiancés. And after she goes through that, she actually gets to be the next bachelorette. And so I want to combine all of my celebrity reporting with fiction and write kind of a Romana class about what happens when you're the main character on one of these dating shows.
Uh-huh. Well, you're the perfect person to do it, that's for sure, because in Love Rehab, she really gets that rehab stuff, which is interesting. As I said, you bring the 12 steps into this, so there's a lot of places to really expand upon and a lot of insightfulness here. So that would be really interesting. I got to ask you, do you still have the big dog?
I do. She is wonderful. She's a rescue, half lab, half ridgeback, and she's about 105 pounds, and she thinks that she is a lap dog.
Oh, I see. Okay, 105. She's a good size for sure. For sure. We used to have
a big girl for a one-bedroom apartment.
Well, we used to have a 250-pound dog, an English Mastiff, in our West Village apartment. And so I understand, big dogs in Manhattan, which, of course, you know, everybody has something to say about a big dog in Manhattan. But the truth is, they're all lap dogs.
Of course they do. But you know what? My dog is so happy.
I know.
She's
they are.
A big old happy teddy bear.
The truth is, the smaller dogs have a tougher time living in the city because they have way more energy than the bigger dogs. That's my experience with that. So
that's my experience too. My girl could sleep all day long. When I come home, she's like, maybe we'll walk, maybe we'll cuddle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's it. They don't need much. They need a walk, you know, a couple times a day and, you know, to their business, as you say. But they certainly don't need as much outside time as everyone thinks. Well, your book is terrific. Love Rehab, a novel in 12 steps. It really is really fun. I highly suggest everyone go out there and get it. It is on Shannon's Corner with a website directly to your website. So there's a direct link to your website there. So I wish you...
I'll tweet that.
Yes, okay, terrific. It is really a wonderful book. I am so enjoying reading this, and I really wish you the best of luck with it. You've done a terrific job.
Thanks so much. It was so much fun talking to you.
It was great fun talking to you. Again, it's Joe Piazza. The book is Love Rehab, a novel in 12 steps. Really fun, a great gift for every woman, and as she said, which is so true, Joe, a great gift for a guy to have an insight into women. It's really terrific, really fun. I wish you the best of luck, and I have a feeling I'm going to see this somewhere on a screen, a big screen or a small screen for sure, because this is definitely a something waiting, a movie or a TV show waiting to happen. Great job. Joe Piazza, thank you so much for joining us today. Again, the book is Love Rehab, a novel in 12 steps. We have to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more here on WDBQ. So don't go away, and we'll be back in just a few.
Ultimate. in 3D technology.
The Ultra Immersion Experience, so real it feels real. Break the chains of routine. Slip away from your daily commute and step into the legendary New York Renaissance Fair. Discover delectable food, drink, and exquisite handcrafted goods not found in any big box mart. Stroll in sun-dappled lanes with joyous revelers, royalty and peasants, knights and wenches all await you at the fair. Rediscover the joy of having all your senses enticed in an escapade back through the mist of time at the 36th Annual New York Renaissance Fair.
The New York Renaissance Fair opens Saturday, Sundays through September 22nd in Sterling Forest, Tuxedo Park. Discount tickets at Walgreens. Performance schedules and other info at renfair.com. Just two more weekends. Coupons at renfair.com. renfair.com.
Are you a business in Orange County that's frustrated with a computer network that just doesn't work right? Are you frustrated that your current IT support team isn't responsive enough? Or do you worry about the security of your business data? CMIT Solutions of Goshen is here to help you and your business. CMIT Solutions is a nationwide IT solutions provider that provides a personalized service for a local owner. CMIT Solutions utilizes an enterprise-level support plan that's priced right for small businesses. And we offer guaranteed response times and we guarantee our work. Call 291-8833 to receive a free business technology and security assessment. That's 291-8833 or visit cmitsolutions.com/GoshenNY. CMIT Solutions of Goshen is here to help you and your business. Call 291-8833. That's 291-8833 or visit cmitsolutions.com/GoshenNY.
The law firm of Beatty & Krahulik, founded in 1872, provides sophisticated legal services to businesses and individuals throughout the Orange County area. As the oldest law firm in Orange County, the firm has developed a reputation providing the highest quality client service. This is attorney Bob Krahulik, the lawyer guy here on WTBQ Radio. Call for a free consultation at 986-1155. That's 986-1155 at hudsonvalleylaw.us.
Hello, this is Ken Ford.
And I'm Mark Lang. Tune in at 10 a.m. every Friday to expand your financial knowledge as we discuss the week's economic events and how they impact you and your wallet on Wall Street to Main Street on WTBQ.
WTBQ.
Hi, and welcome back to Shannon. I am Shannon Devereaux-Sanford, and I thank you so much for joining us here today and listening to us. So don't go anywhere, because we were just talking about a very interesting book, Love Rehab, a novel in 12 steps. I should say fun, because it's really a fun book. Our guest who had to leave us, Joe Piazza, lives in the city. She has written this book for anyone who has overdosed on love or planned a wedding before the second date. This is a novel that is really about cyberstalking, drive-bys, drunken text messages. For any of you out there that probably are under 30, you realize the trouble you can get in from drunken text messages. And she also talks about, you know, once you're broken up, you better stay away from Facebook, because you can get into big trouble. And I think that that stuff happens today. I think it's a lot different than it used to be when you broke up with people. You know, you used to kind of break up with them and that was kind of that. Now you've got your phone sitting right there and you got to make another text. You just got to call them. You just got to look at it a million times to see if they called you. And very, very different. But she's great. The book is really terrific. It is an interesting story, an interesting, as I said, a romantic comedy about a woman who has broken up with her boyfriend, not handling very well. She goes out to New Jersey and she starts a love rehab, which a lot of women show up at. So it's a good book for anyone. Rich, when you were single, I mean, Rich is there. I'm going to talk to Rich for a minute. Rich, when you were single, you didn't have any of that stuff. You didn't have texting. You didn't have anything that people did like that. You just had to.
We had a telephone.
You had a telephone.
It was a rotary phone.
Yeah, well, you've been married a long time. I mean, it's a very
years,
different. Oh, my
years.
Goodness. It's a different world out there.
Just remember, do you want to be right or do you want to be married?
Uh-huh. Is that your advice to
that
married people?
That is my sage advice.
Your sage advice. You're taking my daughter's name in vain.
No. I love your daughter. She's wonderful.
She is a great kid. That's your sage advice. Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Is that what you said?
No. Do you want to be right or do you want to be married?
Oh, do you want to be married?
Yes.
Oh, but if you want to be happy, that's a whole different issue.
You just
issue.
Have to look the other way and admit you're wrong.
Oh, and maybe if
all
you want to be.
Time.
Okay. That's it. Do you think your wife has the same advice?
No, her advice, and she says this almost every day, speaking of herself, I may not always be right, but I'm never wrong.
Oh, that's pretty good advice. I like that's pretty wise advice, but you both can't have that advice.
I know.
No, that's the wisdom for staying married for a long time. Well, you know, people getting married later, and I think that's fair. I mean, I think that when you got married, you were, gosh, what should I say? You must have been 20. Right? We won't go there.
Not much.
And now I think the average age for getting married is, I think it's 30 for men, 28 for women. And that's average around the country, which is very different in this area, which I think is a little higher. It's in the late 30s. So usually by the time you get married, you have been through a lot of dating and a lot of relationships. And you can kind of see what they're...
Lots of baggage.
That's what it's
called.
All
the women talk about the guys that messed them over.
Mm-hmm. Do guys don't talk about the women that messed them over?
No,
because they have the upper hand.
It just wasn't right. It was just not a good thing, you know.
Uh-huh. They have the upper hand, you see. Women are the ones that get kind of like, oh, my God, I can't handle this.
You can handle it.
No, I don't know.
Never chase after a bus. There will always be another one coming in just a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
There's always the next guy.
That sounds like sage advice like your parents would have given you.
That's true. That's true.
That's true.
I'm the parent.
So you're the parent.
Yes.
You gave that sage advice to your daughter who was, married now a year?
Almost, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things I can tell you not to do, going back to this book, is one of the things that the character Sophie did in this book when she broke up with her boyfriend is he had sexted her. Now, we all know what sexting is, but when they were dating, and she put his private parts online. This is probably a big no-no because, of course, the guy called her up and said, you know, you need to get that off the line. These are the problems that we talk about.
Here's the thing, I don't want to be lascivious about this, but... If you're texting somebody's genitals on a screen, how can I say this? How do you know that the person being depicted is the actual
person
that's being described?
Well, let's see. If the person's
unless
standing
there
at all.
Unless there's a tattoo around the area.
Well, unless you take a full shot of the person, this could be, in this case, in the book.
Or you could pixelate it like they do in the...
you could do that. But you see, these
it sort of looks like me, but it's not really me.
These are the terrible pitfalls.
I know.
Years ago, they could just get mad at you. They could maybe talk about you to their friends. They didn't put it all over
line. Even
a
couple of years later, they could say it was Photoshopped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, except, you know, you wouldn't want that stuff online.
Know,
so you
got to
be
know.
Very careful what you do. You got to be very careful. We talked about this last week with that Harvard professor who wrote the book about, you know, being out there too much online, which is really true. If you are out there too much online, it always comes back to you. So be careful to the younger generation of putting themselves out there in all their nakedness or all their emotionally nakedness, however they put themselves out there. It always comes back to hurt you, I think.
Even if not right away. I think nobody's seen this. And then 10 years later, you go in for that job.
Right.
And they see that.
Yeah. You know, this is why a lot of people are getting off of Facebook. I know Facebook is very popular. And I know a lot of people are going off of it or certainly not putting as many personal things on it because that does happen. People read it on jobs. They, you know, you go for that job interview and they say, did you have fun at that party 5 years ago when you were
wore
that lampshade on your head or whatever the case may be?
Who was that woman you were with? It's not your wife.
That's another issue. Anyway, it was a good book. I want to thank Joe Piazza for joining me and thank you, Rich, for talking to me about it. The book was Love Rehab, a novel in 12 steps. Great fun. Definitely pick it up and read it, and definitely keep joining us here on WPBQ. We have all the news and lots of information for you, and we'll see you next time. And until then, don't forget to make good choices.
Your community radio station.